when I say protect and understand and believe Black women, don't just say those things for social media. Don't just say those things when all of a sudden it becomes a trend to do so on Twitter, like some of y'all niggas do. Actually go out and really believe it and actually do so. So yeah, those are the two things my my mother's taught me.
Try to say my intro this time, Jesse.
Nah, man, go right ahead.
I do this every time.
Go right ahead, man.
I can never tell with him. I can never tell. Fine, whatever. Welcome to another episode of the Insta Shooks podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman, aka Slim Ballard, aka Baby Honest, aka Mr. Take Your Girl in Front Your Face. I'm here with my co-host, as always, first, Jesse Pink.
What's up, y'all?
A.K.A. Dolomite P, A.K.A. Baby Samojo, A.K.A. Groovy Grizzly. Why? Because he keeps it raw on you hoes. Wow, I should have screamed that before this episode. Next is Derek Small.
What up, though?
A.K.A. D. Smalls, A.K.A. Anthony Mackey Jr., A.K.A. Damn, Derek, where'd you find this pod? Shout out to Dre for the intro music and shout out to D-Wilt for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
I'm good, man. Good, man. You know.
Feeling good today, man. It's Sunday.
Okay. All right. So today we're talking about our moms because it is after Mother's Day. And so we are talking about this all the later. So we're going to be talking about our moms, how we appreciate our moms and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, because who doesn't love moms?
Superheroes, man. They superheroes.
Let's talk about these Black queens that we call our mothers, man. Let's talk about them real quick. I'll start first by talking about my mother. Actually, I think I've been blessed enough to have two mothers, actually. My birth mother and my stepmother. I'm so thankful for both of them. They have taught me so much. They have, I wouldn't say they raised me to be the man that I'm supposed to be. I'm steering away from a lot of like gender normatives. I would just rather say they taught me to be the person I want to be, a very holistic person. They taught me to really be accountable for my actions and really to be responsible for my actions. And just having that dynamic of being in a predominant matriarchal household, you start to see the ways in which, you know, that you are privileged. You know, just because I'm, you know, been around my mother and my stepmother, that doesn't shield me away from patriarchy, right? Because I'm still going to benefit from those privileges, you know, it doesn't matter. It's kind of similar to where, you know, if you are a white kid and you are born in or raised into a predominantly Black household, that doesn't shield you from white privilege or white supremacy. Kind of those type of like similarities. But I would say from even understanding how I still benefit from my gender privileges, my sex privileges, I've still learned a lot as to how I can combat them, how I can be an ally, how I can be a supporter of not just women's rights, but also like when I say protect and understand and believe Black women, don't just say those things for social media. Don't just say those things when all of a sudden it becomes a trend to do so on Twitter, like some of y'all niggas do. Actually go out and really believe it and actually do so. So, yeah, those are the two things my mother's taught me.
I can go. So, yeah, my mom, definitely someone that's been important to me throughout my whole life, you know, born and raised on the south side of Chicago. I'm not from Chicago. She is. I'm clarifying that I'm talking about her in this context. Okay. She was born on the south side of Chicago. Yeah. I mean, she's just always been there for me, always been supportive, you know, whatever I wanted to do. And even if like those interests like have changed, you know, she's always been there for that. I think the one thing that she's taught me specifically that, well, a couple of things that she's taught me specifically and that I may not have used earlier in life, but maybe have applied in my like later high school stages slash like college. First is just like to always go above and beyond in what you do. If you're gonna dedicate yourself to something or say that you have like a dream, like to actually chase that dream, and have like a game plan for, you know, achieving those goals. I've seen that even with her, having worked for McDonald's, you know, in her early career. But then now she's a business owner, right? A Black business owner at that. So it's really cool to see her and my aunts sort of build that within Chicago and have clout in their business. Like they have done accounting for many different like popular TV shows and movies. So no, they're really out here. And then secondly, just to really, as basic as a lesson that this is, to treat people how you want to be treated and to be respectful, right? Like I've never, neither of my parents have ever been disrespectful to anybody else, as far as I know. And just, you know, knowing that you're going to get what you want out of relationships, and you're going to be able to build those bridges if you treat people, you know, with kindness and granting them grace too, just because you don't know what people are always going through. So yeah, that would be the biggest thing, you know, that I would say that she's taught me. And, you know, she's always just been a real one. So I love her for sure.
Yeah. So, my mom, you know, you talk about superheroes. I definitely look at my mom as a superhero. She, for those of you that don't know, my brother, my little brother has special needs, and he needs 24/7 care. And so my mom has always been the one to sort of spearhead that, whether that's, you know, when I was younger, you know, my dad was going into work every day. And so whenever we didn't have a nurse, my mom would usually be the one to stay up so that my dad could go into work on time the next morning, all that kind of stuff. She always had a part-time job in case she needed to be at the house for anything, or if she needed to, you know, take a day off in order to, you know, take him to whatever doctor's appointments or whatever, you know, really being hands on in that, and then still doing things on her own for her own career, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So, my mom has definitely been someone that has sacrificed a lot, put in a lot of hard work for the betterment of the family, and done so in a selfless way. And so, you know, growing up, my mom and I are, we're different people. We look at things differently. So that causes us to butt heads a little bit, in my teenage, and when I was a teenager. And so I really appreciate the, relationship we have right now as adults, where we, you know, we still see things differently, but we can sort of, we can appreciate it a little bit more. And, definitely, you know, her being able to, you know, treat me as a young adult and all that kind of stuff, my own autonomy, all that sort of thing. I think that's very important for both of us. And just, you know, like I said, the sacrifices that she has put up, or she has, given up for our family is, you know, it's, my mom is the oil that makes the engine go, right? Like there's, I mean, you know, stuff would be in a much worse place if she wasn't as diligent and dedicated to, you know, not only my little brother, but the rest of us as well. So, you know, I definitely really appreciate her for that. Yeah, it's just, it's, I really can't say enough about her and how much good she has done. So.
It's interesting that you talk about, appreciating those differences of opinions now that, you know, you're older, and, you know, she's also like had to adopt a different parenting style now that you've matured, because I feel as though that's the same thing that's happened with me and my mothers. Me and my mom, we would get into stuff because as we both have the same temperament, sometimes I sit back and I think about, where did I get this from? Where did I get that from? You know, did I get this from my dad? Did I get this from my mom? I definitely got my attitude from my mom. Hands down. Because my mother, it's very seldom to see her upset. But when I do, I'm like, oh yeah, I know where I got that from. Okay. Like when she's upset, she's like, she always has like that voice in that face, like, who you think you talking to? And I'm like, okay, I know who I got that from. Okay, I know who I got that from. But on the flip side, though, my stepmother's the same way. My stepmother's like, well, look, I love you and I respect you, but I'm going to tell it like it is. You just did me wrong. I'm like, okay, I know who else I got that from, too. So sometimes it can be like a situation where we butt heads simply off of those traits where, you know, with me and my mom, I'll say this, for me and my mom, if we kind of butt heads, it's like we'll take a little bit a break, and then in real time, we'll like adapt. Cause it's like, we do this weird thing where, and this more so is more credit to my mom. It's like in real time, she can assess where she went wrong and where she understands where I'm coming from, and it will adjust like in real time. And me and my stepmom, we kind of do that, but we kind of do the thing where it's like, we'll take some time and then we'll come back and we'll be like, okay, well, listen, I respect what you're saying, but I still believe you should have did it this way because of X, Y, and Z. And I'll be like, Mom, I understand, but it should be A, B, C because of this way. So that's really interesting that you said that. I always had like the traits of them growing up. And like they're fully developing. So now, like when we talk, like, or when we argue, it's very seldom for both of us to argue, like my mom or my stepmom. It's very seldom. But even if we feel like we are, it's like we're able to diffuse it, or we know a cap where to take it. So like it diffuses really quick.
It's funny you bring up like picking up traits from like your mom, because when people do tell me that like I am like personable and things like that, like I feel she's where I get it from, just because like she knows a ton of people, and like I've never really heard anybody say anything like negative about her and everything. And it's like, I honestly think it's actually kind of funny, because like me and my brother even are like complete opposites in the way, like I look like my dad, he looks like my mom, you know, but like we picked up like different things from both of them. But I definitely think that like her energy for just like people and like building relationships, I think is like something I definitely got from her, just because if I'm thinking back on like all the people I've either met or like called a friend or whatever, like it's a lot of different types of people too. Like I don't hang out with necessarily all the same types of people. So I think that's something I picked up from my mom, is just being able to connect with all types of people.
Yeah, I would hope no one has ever said anything bad to you about your mom, because like, nigga, them's is fighting words, right? You say anything.
I mean, but you also just may hear stuff too in general. Like, I'm not saying anybody wants to like, your mom sucked, Derek. Like, no. Nah. But like, you know, I would just, you know, sometimes it's like, you can like, also, like something that kind of comes from that is like, you know, if a parent of yours or somebody in your family is always into something or always into mess, you know, you could kind of pick up things from that. Like, oh, you may have some stuff to work on. But like, you know, like generally, like my mom has never really had a lot of like issues with people, or even like had people, you know, come for her and stuff like that. So I just meant like in that respect.
Nah, bro, that's wild, man. Even if she thinks they got stuff to work on, we talk about that once we get to the crib, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but I do want to touch on what Derek's talking about, because I want to appreciate my mothers for two things. As much as they could be stubborn on things, I echoed this like in the last go about. But they're really adaptable. They, the one thing I have taken from them is that my stepmother used to be really, really stubborn on stuff. And she still is, but I've noticed as time elapsed, she's more of, okay, but why do you think this? She's more trying to engage it. Or like in my adolescence, she'll be more like, nah, I'm not trying, nah, fuck all that. I'm not trying to hear that. And like my mother, relatively to that, will be more of the I'm not trying to hear that neither. But it was always hints of, okay, I'm gonna hear some of that. But I think for my mother's growth, it's been more of receiving. So if I tell her that there's something that she's did that made me feel uncomfortable, no matter how much her face is disgruntled or she does not like to hear that, she'll still be like, okay. Okay. And yeah, maybe I do this. All right. And I've noticed that like my mothers and my stepmothers taught me that you don't stop learning no matter how much you mature over the years. You know, they've taught me that I could be 70 and I can think that, okay, maybe this next part of you and your development is being more, let's say, intuitive, or being more in tune with your feelings. Like the way it's really so interesting. Like, have y'all ever did that? Like just step back and just really assess like how much your parents have grown. Cause it's an experience, you know, like not only do you grow and mature, but your parents do too. And I really have noticed that for both of my parents, both of my mothers.
Yeah. I think you're dead on. And like I said, my mom, when I was in high school, my mom would be on me about like, okay, like not be on me about like, where are you? What, that kind of stuff. But I remember, like prom, like they were like, okay, you need to be back in the house by a certain time and all that kind of stuff. Like, let us know when you're leaving prom, you know, you're going to this. And we had, you know, I wasn't even driving that night. Like we had a friend of the family knows someone that owns a limo company. So we had a limo that wasn't like, we were being driven around and stuff like that. Why are you laughing, Jesse? Why is this funny?
You had limo tint.
No, it was not that at all. That was, it was me and Liz Toy, shout out to the homie, but like, it wasn't.
They said I went to prom. I had limo tint.
Shut up, Jesse. You're, you know what? I'm going to fight you on the show one day. You're just going to hear me getting into my car and driving over and still doing the microphone stuff and then like
Ballet.
Show up to your house.
Ballet.
Like, Ballet. Come outside, you coward. Like,
they love me on a podcast. I'm Slim Ballet.
But no, like, so that day I remember like, I must have gotten like 4 or 5 phone calls from her because she was like, you know, what's going on? Like, I was like, Mom, we literally just stepped outside from prom. Like, it just ended. Like, why didn't you pick up? Like, I didn't say this out loud, but I'm like, my nigga, like, I was dancing. Like, I was like, what do you expect? My phone is on vibrate. Like, I'm not like thinking about like, oh, let me make sure it's 10 o'clock. Let me call. I was like, come on, bro. Like, stop this. And so, like I said, now it's a lot more of like, hey, Mom, I'm going out for a while. I'll be back at like 5-ish maybe, but like, I'm going to be out for a little bit. So, I've definitely seen that mature and that grows. But I was like, come on, bro. Like, come on, my nigga. Like,
that's weird because like, I do the inverse now. Like, I remember that same prom night, my mom knew I was out and she was like, okay. But you know what? She never like got on, like could call me and try to see if I was safe and stuff because my mom did some mafioso stuff. She knew the limo driver and she told the limo driver to bring me home at a certain time. So she was like, I ain't worried about it. She was all in the back.
Bro, like we were going to be home at a certain time. And, like they have to drop me off.
I feel that. I know what you're saying. But I think for me, when my mom used to do that for me coming up, I didn't really think about how she would be so foresighted and plan stuff ahead. So I was just like, whatever, I ain't gotta call her. Now, in my big age, now when I go out, I'll be like, hey, mommy, I just made it here. I just wanted to let you know, like I love you. And, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm safe. I'll be home at, you know, like in the next like 2 hours. Okay. I love you. Bye bye. I don't know what it is. Cause you know what it is now? Cause now I'm starting to understand like you know, for starters, you know, the community that we live in is often volatile, and like you hear a lot of stories of like young, promising, you know, Black individuals being slain to gun violence or what have you. And I think understanding that context and understanding like how my mother cares about me, now I'm starting to be more like, I'm starting to be actively call her. But I don't think that would have never happened if she never was like so planful and made me believe she just let me off the leash early. Cause now I'm like, okay, well now I can do it because she gave me the freedom. Also, oh no, for real, like my mom used to, like, so you know how when everybody was getting ready to leave for graduation, in high school, and everyone was like, man, I can't wait to leave, bro. Like, my mom on that bullshit. She always want me to watch dishes when I go out, all this stuff. Like, you know, I'm so sick of my mom. I'm so sick of my parents. I'm over here like, well, for starters, I'm broke. So I'm not going nowhere. We're either gonna do Harold Washington, we're gonna do all of Harvey, we gonna do something, bro. But like, I'll be in the city. That's one for two. This goes for my stepmother too. I didn't really get into a lot of arguments with them, bro. Like, I never really also, get into a lot of arguments.
Jesse's talking them. About Olive Harvey and Malcolm X. Like, he didn't get offered.
You read my mind.
MIT or
bro,
whatever.
I'm on like, mute. I'm on. I'm on mute, bro. I'm like,
right. Like, come on now.
I'm like, you ain't have no Olive Harvey GPA in high school. Stop lying.
Right.
Like, stop. We would have went to Olive Harvey if the. Paul didn't pay, but you know, hey,
you would have went to Roosevelt or something first, bro. You wasn't going to no goddamn Olive Harvey, boy.
You know, low key, I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't get so many arguments and with my mom or my stepmom, because if they knew I was stressed out at that time, they'll be like, "Well, what is he doing? Oh, he's just working." And I think that's a trait that my mom also could picked up from. I picked up from my mom is that, and my stepmom is that I'm a hard worker. I get that a lot from folks, and I get it from like my mother's, particularly from my mom. Cause my mom, I remember she'll be like, okay, I'm coming home. I'll be like, okay, cool. It'll be like 7 o'clock. Typically she'll be home from working on her night shift. I call her. I'm like, where you at? Oh, I'm still here. I'm doing overtime. I'm like, what? She's like, well, you know, if I don't do this now, I'm like, if I don't do this now, you know, I'm not going to do this for the next couple of weeks. And I'm like, man, I know where I got. I'm like, where did I'm like, dang, I would never do anything like that. Now I'm like, hey, y'all, I got these maps to do. I'm about to do like at least 10 more of these because I'm not doing any tomorrow.
So, you do stay busy. I'll give you that. You do stay busy.
And busy. I think one of my favorite, I don't know if it's a singular memory, but I really enjoy anytime me and my mom clown my dad. Cause like my dad will mishear something and be like, I could have said, yeah, I'm going to go meet her. And he said, you're going to go Easter. And I look at my mom like, am I tripping? Like, is it just me? Like, and we'll just like look at each other and bust out laughing and be like, what is wrong with this dude? Like, did this dude just say this? Like what is up? So I always appreciate those little like office style moments that my mom and I have anytime my dad says something completely like, just like, dude, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? Like,
you're looking into the off camera
like I'm we over here. I'm looking into the camera like.
Yeah, I think for me, it's kind of like what you just mentioned, Josh. Like, there's no singular thing that I can, like, pinpoint, but kind of just two things that, like, have meant, like, a lot to me was, one, if we're talking about, like, a specific event, the one thing I can pinpoint was her being at my college graduation. Like, that was definitely something that was, like, a huge moment. Not in the sense of like, oh, I didn't think I was gonna make it here. We didn't know if we was gonna make it. Like, nah, like, you know, like, not like that, but like just the fact that like my parents have invested so much like in me and my brother, whether it's from like a financial standpoint, putting us in like, you know, school clubs and stuff, sports when I did play, you know, all that. Like, I don't think there hasn't been anybody as supportive, like, more than my parents, like, in my entire life. So just knowing that, like, everything that they invested in me had led up to me graduating from Mizzou, it just meant, like, a lot to me. And having her there as well as, like, my aunt, my little brother, my dad, like, it was just a great moment. But to me, something general and like it's just really simple for me. It's just like kind of being at home, like when I'm home for like those school breaks, being that I still work in education. And whenever I'm able to go home and just literally eating dinner, and like we'll eat dinner, but then we'll start talking about who knows what. We'll go off on a tangent about, you know, politics, or we've had whole discussions about like should college athletes be paid, or, you know, just random talks. And then like we'll look up and it's literally 3 a.m. And I was like, we've been down here in the kitchen for hours now. Like, this is insane. But I can have those types of like conversations just because we get so engulfed in it. And, you know, with them being family, we're just like, you know, having a good time. So like when I look back at it, like I always love being able to be at home, you know, when I can, just because like just even being with them in their presence is like special to me.
So one of my, I have a lot of favorite memories, like for my mom and my stepmom, but I think the my favorite memories with my mom is it's one singular event, and they've happened as like I've gotten older. But we always do this whenever the wobble comes on, or the Mississippi slide, or the Cleveland shuffle. It don't matter where I'm at. It don't matter who's there. I don't care. I would have cared if my principals were there. I didn't care if like my friends were there. I did not care. Whenever any of those three dances came on, I was like, we going out there and we dancing. It never mattered, man. I never cared with her. We always dance. We always have fun. That was always my favorite memory, like with my mom. For my stepmom, my favorite memory is when she would make me get up early to count like all her Avon products. And now thinking back at it, I felt like I was an early 2000 like paid in full thing where I had to like divvy up all her products. I would be like, okay, yeah. But they wanted two of these lotions. All right, cool. Yeah. Nah. He was showing the last one. He can't get this one. Nah.
So hey, I would. She come poke her head around, come to like, hey, little nigga, make sure to count right.
Right. I'd be like, okay. So what I would do is she would have, I remember just coming in my room and like all the boxes are lined up. So I would divvy them up and organize them. And then when I'm done, I would make like a little fort. And what she would do is, it's like if I was in there chilling, she knew that, she'll be like, boom, just knock the whole thing down. And it was so funny to me. I used to love that.
So she literally created that scene from Baby Boy. She came in like, fuck your fort.
She would do it. She'll be like, Timber, boom, just knock him down. And I'd be in there just die laughing because I just thought it was the funniest thing. Then I would have all these boxes up, and then she'll just.
I knew this man got it from somewhere. He been about that drug talk since he was younger. He said, "Yeah, all right." So we got two. All right, he paid. No, he missed the installment. We can't have that. No, he ain't getting his shit this week.
Hey,
no.
I'm not gonna hold you. Like,
yo, why enough? Do I like see like a 10-year-old Jesse in my mind with a Newport hanging out his mouth, just counting what like.
Bro was going through it. He was stressed.
Or like, you know what? When we would do like our Avon runs, like we would go early and do the Avon runs, it'd be so funny. Cause then she'll drop off the person's products and stuff. And I would sometimes over here, you know, talk to them, just try to see how they're doing and stuff. I remember she had pulled up on one person and she had gave them like, you know, two of their products and stuff. And she was like, so, you know, when am I going to get paid for the other two? And I'll be over there like, oh, she finna blick her. Just be like,
she finna up it.
I was like, damn, you going to blick her right here in broad daylight? The two products, double homicide. But I really want to do it. I was like, damn, bro, this Avon game tough.
That's hilarious. He said she's gonna up the poll. That's hilarious, bro.
I'm like, bro, at 10:30 in the morning on a Sunday?
Hey man, principle's a principle. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, damn.
Also, based on Jesse's first story, it sounds like my title of the dancing nigga in the group is, you know, Void. Jesse takes that title now. He be dancing, as he said, he be dancing.
He be dancing on like specific song. You just be dancing.
Right.
Be like, I mean, turn on anything, you over there.
Nah, bro. It ain't gotta be the music on. I'm in the corner. Like, yeah. Just in the
corner. You throw something away, like, yeah.
Right. I just might be like, yeah, this is nice. I actually like this. This is decent. You, oh, yeah. Hey.
Yo, reverse.
I was right. TikTok before TikTok was happening.
He be doing those little TikTok dances.
Derek, I swear to God, man, if you ever come on here and you do one of them TikTok dances, it's just gonna be me and Jesse on the pod, okay? That's it. That's over.
Y'all not gonna support me if I'm like renegade.
No. I'm reporting your page every single day, faithfully.
Boy, when I see people do them TikTok dances, I be like, come on, man. This ain't nothing. Remember when dancing, shimmy left, shimmy right, push up, up, down. Like, niggas doing real life cheat codes now. I'm like, my mom, I'm like, bro, me and my mom can't do this. I'm not doing this.
Thanks. Another memory I just thought about before we wrap is I remember my mom's birthday was yesterday. I remember 6 years ago, I think it was. My mom and I saw Avengers Age of Ultron on her birthday. That was a really fun memory. Although I got mad at her because she walked out. She had to go use the bathroom. And I was like, Mom, you need to hold your pee until the end of the credits, all right? And she missed the mid-credit scene of Thanos putting on the Infinity Gauntlet for the first time. And everyone in the theater, like, losing their fucking minds and being like, oh shit. Okay. Well, this is going to be a problem for the Avengers soon. But yeah, that was a really cool day. Plus, we went to Bonefish after that. So yeah. Love you, Mom.
She came back and like, what happened? Why is everybody so shocked?
Why? She's like, Josh, why are you looking like that? I was like, Mom, you don't know, okay?
She's like, who? who's coming?
We got anything else?
I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful, successful Black mothers out there that have spent time just raising their children to be as beautiful and successful as they are. And I also want to give a special shout out to not only just biological mothers, but stepmothers and also those that were mother. Like, I know some people are unfortunate to, you know, not necessarily have a strong relationship with their mother, you know, due to unforeseen circumstances. So they've had either someone take that motherly role for them, whether it be a grandmother, whether it be, you know, a sister even, or whether it be, you know, an aunt, you know. So even for those people, I want to wish also them a happy Mother's Day too, because they also deserve their flowers.
Yeah, you know, similar message to Jesse, you know, just shout out to, like he said, all of the mothers, all of the mother figures, thank you for just being you. And thank you for being there. Thank you for being the example, right? Time and time again, you know, people who I've called mom and my mom, you know, y'all have gone just above and beyond. And, you know, it's really just appreciated. So we love you and happy Mother's Day.
So for all the moms out there, we appreciate, we love you guys. For everyone else, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the It's Just podcast. We got something fun lined up for you guys next week, a little bit basketball related, but you'll see what that is. But until then, thank you for listening, and for Jesse Pink, for Derek Small, I've been Joshua Chapman. Thank you to D. Will for everything behind the scenes. We appreciate you, sir. And thank you to JL's here and King Boy for the outro music. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Peace, y'all. Have a good day.
Mama!